Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about how not to forget little habits that you would like to build into life. By being smarter both about choosing habits and creating cues to do them, you can keep a streak going far longer than you might otherwise. I am a big fan of small daily habits. For the past few years, I've done a little bit of writing and a little bit of reading something big every day. Well, almost every day. I aimed to read the 361 chapters of War and Peace, one chapter a day, in 2021. And I did indeed end on December 27th. However, I also aimed to write one vignette from a character's day, every day, in 2022. At some point in December, I noticed that my numbering was off, and sure enough, my December 31st entry was numbered 364. So, I guess I must have forgot on one day. Whoops. It can happen. But if you do want to do a big project, broken down into daily steps, being as consistent as possible can help cement the habit. Part of that is figuring out how not to forget the habit. How can you be sure that every single day, you will remember to do whatever you have set a goal to do? Life can get busy. We do what we absolutely have to do, but sometimes we can lose track of the things we want to do. Or our circumstances change on a particular day, and our normal cues can't help us. What then? The first step to not forgetting turns out to be choosing well. When people say that they have trouble sticking with things, I often bring up toothbrushing. Many people who claim to have trouble with habits do manage to brush their teeth quite frequently. Indeed, they may have multi-year streaks going of brushing their teeth at least once a day, if not more. So it's not that they can't stick with a habit. It's just that to stick with other habits, those habits need to be more like brushing your teeth. That is, the habit shouldn't take much time. It should be reasonably pleasant, or at least feel good afterwards. You have a set time to do it, and if you leave your normal routines, you take your equipment with you. Ideally, you also don't view this habit itself as a particularly big deal. It is just part of life. And when that is the case, things can run pretty much in perpetuity. Obviously, a great many habits do not share all of those features. I like to tell the story of how when I was on a cruise once, the cruise director got up and told us that all diets were officially kicked to the curb. I guess he meant that we should feel free to stop our good eating habits, whatever those happen to be. But he didn't get up and tell us to kick oral hygiene to the curb. Or that, hey, we were having fun, so we should feel free to stop brushing our teeth. Indeed, I think people would have found that a little weird. No one above the age of 10 or so gets upset about brushing their teeth on vacation. So if you want to build a new daily habit, it needs to be like that. Reading one very short chapter in a big book, or writing two lines of poetry, maybe meditating for 4 minutes. if it inspires a lot of resistance, it probably won't happen. And you will find ways to forget. But once you have chosen well, remembering is more about taking some practical steps. You need something to trigger mindfulness that you intend to do the habit. One good option is to choose a general time or cue. Maybe it could be with your morning coffee, unless your morning coffee is more of an uncertain thing. Maybe you could tie it to brushing your teeth. First thing at your desk, and then figure out what the cue will be on weekends. Since a truly daily habit should happen on Saturday and Sunday too. Perhaps you can set a recurring alarm and then make a decision. If it can't happen at the alarm time, you immediately reset the alarm for a later time, when you will make that decision again. Then it helps to have some way to track compliance. With reading a big book, this is somewhat apparent. Are you farther along than you were a few days ago? Or if you are writing daily entries in a Word file, you can see how many entries there are. But for some things, like meditating, maybe you record somewhere when you've done it. Put it on your to-do list for the day to remind yourself of it. I put rituals on my daily to-do lists and cross that word off when I have written lines in my poems and read my 10 pages of Jane Austen, which is this year's project. And yes, I will note if I have done it on weekends too. A weekend to-do list doesn't need to look like a weekday to-do list, but you probably have some intentions for the day. So, better to remember them than not remember them. Or maybe you get an app that will remind you each day to say you've done something. Most of us do look at our phones on weekends, just as we do on weekdays. So you can forget, but it will be harder. In any case, adopting a new habit can be challenging. Sometimes we don't feel like doing things. But with some habits, it's also just possible to forget. Setting things up so it is harder to forget means that is less likely to happen. And eventually, the habit will become just like brushing your teeth. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.